You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. I'm here today with Christine Mora from Forest Talk, Talking Newspaper, based in the Forest of Dean. Hi Christine, how are you? Thank you for coming on to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello Jennifer, thank you for inviting me.
Can you tell me when Forest Talk first started and how it works?
We started in 1984, so it was 40 years last year. It started with just two teams and on tape recorders. But nowadays we've moved into the technological age. Our techies are much more savvy at this thing, certainly much more than I am. So we have four teams that work once every Saturday. So anyone who volunteers just volunteers one Saturday in four. And in the studio we have a technician, an editor, and then there are five or six readers taking turns to go in and read articles. We work with players and memory sticks these days rather than the old tapes. Surprisingly, our listeners, they took to it pretty easily. We went into everybody's home, showed them how to use it, so they're all savvy with it too.
How many volunteers in total do you have and how many listeners are there as well?
We have approximately 30 volunteers. That includes technicians, editors and readers. There are seven or eight members volunteering on a committee with the usual suspects, chair, secretary, treasurer. We have a volunteer coordinator, listener representatives so that we get feedback from our listeners regularly, and a chief technician. Numbers have been falling. I know this is happening to every talking newspaper, very sadly. During COVID, a lot of talking newspapers didn't survive, but we worked very hard to keep ourselves going. We closed down for a couple of months. We advertised on our local volunteer forum for a technician who could help us find remote reading and work out how to do it all. So a gentleman came forward who actually turned out to be an ex-BBC engineer, which was our good luck. He got us headphones. We worked from CleanFeed and Audacity, and we got right through COVID, remotely reading from home, and then just two of us going into the studio and putting the memory sticks in the wallets, and off we go. So before COVID, we had about 120 listeners. I remember the numbers back in 1984. From 84, they grew and grew. And I think there were over 200 listeners at that stage. But over the years, they have reduced. And we're down to about 60 now. We're having a big push to see if we can encourage people to listen to Forest Talk. So struggling with listener numbers, but we're still going. And hopefully they will keep coming to us.
What is your involvement in the Talking Newspaper and why did you become involved?
So back in late 90s, early 2000, my mother had macular degeneration and she was approached by Forest Sensory Services. It was called Forge in those days, but Forest Sensory Service, who look after the blind in our area. And so she went along there and they offered her Forest Talk. And then I found out about Forest Talk and volunteered. So I've been with them about 25 years now. My mother is long gone, but it was such an interesting thing to do. I just stayed with it. I've been listener coordinator for many years. So that's my role with them at the moment, is sort of listener coordinator and general dog's body. But it's been my greatest pleasure to help people struggling with their sight to be able to offer them this service. So we have made sure that we've just kept going. We've had to move studios two or three times. We were settled for 25 years from 1984 to 2012. And then our lease ran out and it wasn't renewed by the building we were in. So we had to move and we've moved a couple of times. But we're settled now.
What type of feedback do you get from your listeners of Forest Talk?
On our memory sticks, we have what we call an ad loop with our telephone number and our website on it. And so they quite regularly ring to complain that their player's not working, to ask questions, but they regularly ring to say, that was really interesting this week. I really enjoyed it. If the memory sticks haven't arrived, because as you are probably aware, the postal service has been struggling since COVID. things not being delivered or not being delivered for a week. So, you know, if you're reading the newspaper every weekend, they will really need it that week. So if it doesn't come till the following weekend, it all gets really out of sync with itself. When I deliver a memory stick to them to make up for the one they didn't receive, they say, we just really miss it when it doesn't arrive. It's a lifeline to the local community for them. We have about 50 minutes to an hour from the local newspaper. We read the news, and then we have another hour of magazine articles. We had a different system before COVID, but since COVID, our readers bring in their own articles to read. So they're interested in the subject they're reading, and that's made quite a difference to what they read and how they read it. And then we have an information session where we give them the usual information of sunrise, sunset, the chemist that will be open for them on Sundays each time, and anything in the newspapers that's entertainment that might interest them, talks, that sort of thing, to keep them in touch with the local community.
How can people access Forest Talk or simply get in touch to learn more about the newspaper?
We have posters that we regularly put in as many places as we can. The doctor's surgeries, the opticians, the supermarkets, the library, anywhere we can think of where people will congregate and will see it. So it's a good bright yellow poster with Forest Talk's name and our website on it. There's a telephone number on there. We have a good website which also has the latest edition of the Talking Newspaper. So we have a Facebook page which has been updated recently by our new volunteer coordinator, and it is also on that, so it is shared on Facebook. We're on Alexa. Our telephone number is 07903 240296. Our website is www.foresttalk.co.uk, and Facebook is Forest Talk.
Thanks, Christine, for coming on to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for inviting me. It's been a great pleasure. Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.